This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Part of the debate about immigration, specifically refugees, and this goes for everywhere that people seeking refuge wind up, not just here, but part of the debate is what those people might need as they find their footing. Jobs, assistance programs, language lessons, healthcare as well. That's the stereotypical list, right? But a charity over in the UK, the Entrepreneurial Refugee Network, TERN, it's called, T-E-R-N, holds that that negative perception overlooks the huge contributions refugees could be making as budding entrepreneurs. From Bristol, Marketplace's Stephen Beard is on that one.
Good afternoon, Primary Care.
This home care agency in Bristol was born out of a savage civil war. The co-owner, Muna Abdi, fled strife-torn Somaliland as a teenager in 1989, arriving in Britain with nothing except one of the key characteristics of the entrepreneur.
You have to have a thick skin to go through stuff.
As a refugee, you have to have a thick skin.
Yeah, you have to have a thick skin. And that's what refugee gives you.
It wasn't only the flight from Somaliland that toughened her up. She had to endure the taunts of her schoolmates here in England who made her feel ashamed for being a refugee. Today, with her business thriving, with a staff of 70, she brims with self-confidence. You're not ashamed of being a refugee today.
No, thank God. I love being a refugee now because it makes me who I am. You became more resilient. Those struggles you've been through and nobody else did makes you, you're stronger than anybody else.
More than 140,000 refugees arrived in Britain over the past decade. For many, setting up a business could also deliver them from poverty and segregation. That's certainly the view of this man.
My name is Frederick Kastner. I'm a co-founder and director of TERN, the Entrepreneurial Refugee Network.
He helps refugees develop their business ideas.
Our key message is that refugees thrive when they have self-reliance, self-determination, and when they can contribute to society.
Well-paid employment is not always open to refugees, he says. Often their qualifications aren't recognised. Too often they're left to languish on welfare. If only 6,000 of them started a business here, the British government would save a fortune.
You're looking at about £400 million that could be saved, getting people off welfare, increasing earnings and also creating wealth and employment for others.
His group has so far helped more than 150 refugee entrepreneurs, people from all walks of life.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the international comedian, Usman Khalid!
Usman Khalid, who fled the threat of religious persecution in Pakistan, now ekes out a living here in various part-time roles, including that of stand-up comedian.
Fortunately for me that they're paying me for this, and unfortunately for you, because it's your money.
His humour may be an acquired taste, but as for the product he recently launched, that's a different matter. Khalid has developed his own brand of organic coffee, which he sells from a market stall and at special events across the capital.
One flat white and one cappuccino. Yeah. There is nothing else in the world better than to be your own boss.
In a nod to his refugee status, he's called his coffee Haven and promised that when it starts to make a profit, he'll plough money into training other refugees as baristas.
Through that skill, they can get into the job market, and through getting into the job market, become integrated into UK society.
The refugees' motives are often mixed, altruism entwined with self-interest. Take Amina Kadogo from the Congo. She set up a small property rental firm here, partly to support an orphanage back home and to prove to the Brits she's not a burden.
If you can pay for your own bills and contribute, it's a way of earning respect.
But she cheerfully admits she's a terrific sucker for branded goods and once lived on bread and tea for a couple of weeks so she could afford a pair of designer booties.
I love nice things, and I think that's a big drive of, you know, me getting into business is so I can buy nice things for myself.
She's going to fit right in to Britain's consumer economy. That's real integration. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.